Psalms 119:27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. The Word of God is the most beautiful and glorious of all that is. Nothing can approach to it. It is high and lifted up. The name given to Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God and Savior of this world, is written in Revelation 19:13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the Word of the Father, the Word that created all things and the Word that spoke us into existence. Jesus speaks of himself in John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The passage quoted in the beginning of this feature says, make me to understand the way of thy precepts. And Jesus Christ is that way. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. Are you ready to embrace the solution to all your trouble? Are you ready to find life and find it more abundantly? Are you ready to begin traveling on the right way? Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day of total life transformation. Today is your day of being born again. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:26 and 27, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Man said, who is this God of the Bible that attempts to inhibit my proclivities? There is no God, and therefore he authored no Bible. We popped into existence out of nothing, just pure chance. Now the record. It doesn't take much to satisfy the desire of unbelief, because the responsibility that follows as a result of believing in the God of the Bible is enormous. The light that God's Word shines upon the power of darkness in one's life is blinding. The accounting one must eventually give as he stands in the judgment is eternally consequential. To the unwashed, it is rightfully a terrifying proposition. But to those who come to the light, God supplies the power, the purpose, and the joy of salvation and the promise of eternal life. In light of the predicament in which man finds himself, he keeps busy in the creation of alternative solutions to the human situation, solutions that circumvent Jehovah, but only to man's own demise. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled. But a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Man's alternative solutions to God consistently turn up as dead ends. Examine the following short list of dead ends and even frauds that were paraded before us as part of the alternatives to God. Ramapithecus, reported to be a man-like ape, turned out essentially to be the same as a modern orangutan. Australopithecines, discovered in 1924, were hailed as the missing link, But years later, using the most sophisticated methods of analysis, it was concluded that they were not intermediate between ape and man after all. Chava Man, unearthed by Dr. Du Bois, was lifted up as a shining example of evolution. But 30 years later, after he had convinced most of the early skeptics, he changed his mind and said Chava Man was probably a giant gibbon and not man-like at all. Neanderthal Man, who they claim lived 100,000 to 25,000 years ago, was promoted as the closest missing link in the evolution of man. But anthropologists now believe that he was just as human as you and me. Put him in a business suit with a briefcase and a good haircut, and he would mix right in with the general population. Nebraska Man, promoted as the obvious missing link in the famous Scopes trial, was supported by a tooth claimed to have come from prehistoric man. Years later, after more fossils were unearthed, it was discovered that the tooth belonged to a pig, the Nebraska pig, and not Nebraska Man. Piltdown Man in 1912 was brought forth by Charles Dawson as a missing link. Over 500 doctorate theses were written on Dawson's find. Then in 1953, it was exposed as a hoax. The ease with which it deceived the world's experts gives question to the term expert. Then there is National Geographic's Chinese chicken lizard, proving the evolutionary link between the chicken and the dinosaur. It was discovered to be a total fraud constructed by an enterprising farmer in China. Or how about soft tissue discovered in purported 65-million-year-old dinosaur bones and fossilized frog bones, etc., 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 etc.? One feature on God Said, Man Said, titled Men and Chimps 98% Oops, published in February 2005, addressed the issue of claimed chimp-to-man genetic similarities, trumpeted the world over as proof positive that the chimp is a direct link in the so-called evolution of man. Of course, this was before pseudoscience's newest discovery, Artie, that shoots the chimp in the head. Click on the Artie and the Chimp for more details. The latest research on supposed similarities between chimp and man was published in the April 2010 issue of Acts and Facts. Several paragraphs have been lifted and printed below for your review. A recent high-profile article in the journal Nature released the results of a study with implications that shocked the scientific community because they contradict long-held claims of human-to-chimp DNA similarity. A previous Acts and Facts article showed that much of the research surrounding the often touted claims of 98% or higher DNA similarity between chimps and humans has been based on flawed and biased research. The problem is that the similarity has been uncertain because no one has performed an unbiased and comprehensive DNA similarity study until now, and the results are not good news for the story of human evolution. In the 2005 Chimpanzee Genome Project and resulting Nature Journal publication, the sequence contigs were not assembled and oriented based on a map of the chimpanzee genome, but rather on a map of the human genome. Given the fact that the chimpanzee genome was at least 10% larger overall than the human genome, this method of assembly was not only biased toward an evolutionary presupposition of human-chimp similarity, but was also inherently flawed. The title of the recent journal article accurately sums up the research findings. Chimpanzee and human Y chromosomes are remarkably divergent in structure and gene content. Before getting into the details of their results, it is important to understand that for the first time, the chimpanzee DNA sequence for a chromosome was assembled and oriented based on a Y chromosome map framework built for the chimpanzee and not human. As a result, the chimpanzee DNA sequence could then be more accurately compared to the human Y chromosome because it was standing on its own merit. Not only were the locations of DNA categories completely different between human and chimp, but so were their proportions. One sequence class or category containing DNA with a characteristic sequence within the chimpanzee Y chromosome had less than 10% similarity with the same class in the human Y chromosome and vice versa. Another large class shared only half the similarities of the other species and vice versa. One differed by as much as 3.3-fold, 330%, and a class specific to human has no counterpart in the chimpanzee male-specific Y chromosome. As far as looking at specific genes, the chimp and human Y chromosomes had a dramatic difference in gene content of 53%. In other words, the chimp was lacking approximately half of the genes found on a human Y chromosome. Because genes occur in families or similarity categories, the researchers also sought to determine if there was any difference in actual gene categories. They found a shocking 33% difference. The human Y chromosome contains a third more gene categories, entirely different classes of genes compared to chimps. In other words, 70% was a conservative estimate, especially when considering that 50% of the human genes were missing from the chimp and that the regions that did have some similarity were located in completely different patterns. R. Scott Hawley, a genetics researcher at the Stowers Institute in Kansas City who wasn't involved in the research, told the Associated Press, "That result is astounding." End of quote. The scientific community of the evolutionary ilk is shocked. And as the genetic researcher told the AP, the result is astounding, but not to the students of the way, the truth, and the life. God's word is true and righteous altogether. The challengers will continue to challenge, and they will continue to fail time after miserable time. Embrace the beauty of God's word. It is a place to build a life. God said, Genesis 1:26-27, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Man said, "Who is this God of the Bible that attempts to inhibit my proclivities? There is no God, and therefore he offered no Bible. We popped into existence out of nothing, just pure chance." Now you have the record.